Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. Welcome to episode 9 of our 2019 Avian Awards podcast series, where we break down most of the categories for the 2019 Avian Awards, go through some of my favorites, go through some of your favorites, just kind of go over and see how we do. Kind of sometimes make predictions, I guess. We can do that a little bit too. As I always say, I love your feedback. Follow me on Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter. You can also use the feedback button here on the website or drop me a line, roger@rogerviews.com. Yes, I will read your email in a future podcast. I will give a shout out to whoever you want if you'd like me to. We're getting close probably to the last few episodes. We're going to start today. If you want to go over to avn.com/awards, best special effects, Crisis from Kelly Madison, Deadpool Triple X and Axel Braun parody, The Deal, All Her Love, Everything But the Kitchen Sink from Kink, Fantasy Factory Wastelands, Fly Girls from Digital Playground, Future Darkly, Pure Taboo, Girls with Guns, Digital Playground, Han Solo from Digital Playground, Nevermore, Digital Playground, Queen of Thrones, Brazzers, Sexy Heroines, Anastasia Pierce, Star Wars The Last Temptation, Digital Playground, Two of a Kind, Sweet Sinner, and Whorecraft, Legion of Horrors. Lots of Digital Playground and Brazzers stuff in here again. The stuff in Deadpool was pretty cool. I liked that a lot. Nothing stands out. They can do so much more now with special effects in adult movies than they used to be able to do. I think it used to be maybe a little more special when we see something truly outstanding. Now there's lots of it. The Star Wars stuff looked really good from Digital Playground. I really like both Han Solo and the Star Wars Last Temptation. Both of them are excellent. Now, the next one is one of my favorite awards. I think one of the most coveted, and it should be. In addition to Performer of the Year, I think Best Star Showcase is a good example of who the superstars really are. Used to be back in the day, for those of you who don't know, I worked in video stores starting in 1984. My parents opened the shop. I moved away, went to college in 1990, and worked in a video store again through 92. So about 8 years of my life I spent in video stores. Box covers used to be the thing, right? You wanted to be the box cover girl. Then the industry changed a little bit, and multiple images on box covers, things like that. Now the big thing is Star Showcase. So Abigail from Tushy, Alexis from Hard X, Alexis Monroe Knockout from Elegant Angel, Ariana Marie a little bit harder from Evil Angel, Corruption of Kiss of Sins, Jules Jordan Video, Harlow Harrison's Whore Dreams from James Dean, I Am Angela from Evil Angel, Katrina Jade Addicted to Black, Darko Evil Angel, Lisa Ann Back for More, the real Lisa Ann / Evil Angel, Misha in Exile, Evil Angel, Princess A Decade in Desire, Girlfriend Films, Sexploitation of Nicole Aniston from Desire, Taste of Honey, Darko, A Treat Story, Scarlet Sage from Twisties, and Ultimate Fuck Toy, Jill Cassidy. You're going to notice a lot of Evil Angel titles on here. We've already mentioned, I think I Am Angela is probably one of the most important movies of the year. It's blisteringly hot, but also a great portrait of what the industry is currently. That one stands out. I think that's probably going to be your favorite. Other ones, though, to note, Abigail is fantastic. It is a showcase, but it's also a feature. It's amazing to look at. The sex is incredibly hot. It is worthy of an award. Again, I'm not going to say I liked it better than I Am Angela, but Abigail is absolutely award-worthy. I also thought After Dark, which was done by Vixen, I almost felt like that was a showcase because of Tori Black, but it's in other categories. Also fantastic. I mentioned in the last podcast about Lee Raven, and Lee Raven's showcase is not here. And when you look at how many other Evil Angel titles are on this list, Taste of Honey from Darko is Evil Angel. Misha in Exile is evil. Lisa Ann is evil. Katrina Jade is evil. I Am Angela is evil. Ariana Marie. So six of the movies on here are Evil Angel, and the Lee Raven one did not get nominated. Again, makes me wonder if there is some backlash for the situation. Still waiting for feedback on that if you guys have anything to say. I don't know this is much of a race. With I Am Angela and Abigail standing out, obviously people are really happy to see Lisa Ann back, back for more. Is good. I liked it. I don't think it's on the same level as the other ones. I think A Taste of Honey is a very interesting one. Darko with Honey Gold, I really like that one as well. Ultimate Fuck Toy is a great series from Jules Dorden, a great series of star showcases. I really like Jill Cassidy a lot. Again, I just don't think it quite has what I Am Angela and Abigail have. So what do you guys think? Do you guys like the showcases? I really do. Obviously, you have to like the performer most of the time. I've seen some showcases where I really like the way it looked. Abigail is one of those. I do not dislike Abigail. I'm saying that Abigail is the kind of movie, even if you did not like Abigail Mack, you're going to love this movie because it's that good. Where some of the other ones, you know, The Ultimate Fuck Toy, I've got several of those. I have a permanent porn shelf, a collection shelf. Those movies are up there. The Riley Reid one's fantastic. So is this one. But again, if you don't like Jill Cassidy, you're probably not going to like The Showcase. Kind of makes sense. Moving on, Best Supporting Actor, Chad Alva and Paparazzi, Charles Dara and Cartel Sex, Lucas Frost, Family Holiday, Ricky Johnson, Cheaters, Jesse Jones, How I Fucked Your Mother, Tyler Knight, Timing is Everything, Marcus London, Infidelity 2, Logan Long, Seduction of Heidi, Eric Masterson, Seduction of Heidi, Isaiah Maxwell, Han Solo, Tyler Nixon, Making Ends Meet, Donnie Rock, Trashy Love Story, Jay Smooth, Tell Me Something Dirty, Evan Stone, Meet the Fuckers, and Nacho Vidal, Fly Girls. I always wonder, I don't always wonder, I often wonder in these things if we don't nominate the same person twice in the same category. So we make sure we don't cancel them out. Because there's a handful of actors in this industry who every time they go out are fantastic. And a lot of them are on this list. I sometimes wonder that. Nothing here really stood out as the best of the bunch. There are some surprising ones. You ever want to play a drinking game listening to my podcast? Every time I take a drink, you'll be drunk. It makes editing fun. I really enjoyed Tyler Nixon, I really like, in Making Ends Meet. Isaiah Maxwell was fun in Han Solo. That one, I think, has a really good shot to win. Also, Jesse Jones and How I Fucked Your Mother was very funny. So, any of those. Charles Dara's done some really good stuff. Cartel Sex was gritty and fun to watch from a performance standpoint. Could also be a possibility. Best Supporting Actress, Joanna Angel for Trailer Park Taboo. I've always liked Joanna's performances. I think she's funny. I think she's genuine. Sexually, she absolutely kills it. But her acting performances are fun to watch. Cat Dior in The Cursed was really good. Kenna James, The Puppeteer, Elsa Jean in Talk Derby to Me. Elsa Jean, I don't think gets much credit for being an actress, because she's so cute and so hot in her sex scenes. Jojo Kiss in Flawless, Lily LeBeau in Star Wars The Last Temptation. She's very good. She's been very good in a lot of movies recently. Ivy LaBelle and I Know Who You Fucked Last Halloween. April O'Neil in Fantasy Factory Wastelands. Penny Pax, Lady Boss. Penny Pax is a really good actress. Romy Rae in Seduction of Heidi. Allison Ray, The Call Girl. Charlotte Stokely, Becoming Elsa. That's a good movie and a really nice performance from Charlotte. That one's going to be tough to beat. Wow, yeah, that's a good one. Misty Stone in Cartel Sex. Misty was very good. Stoya in Talk Derby to Me and Sarah Vandella in Anne, a Taboo Parody. I really liked Stoya. She really carried, in a lot of ways, she carried that movie even from a supporting role. Sarah was very good also in Anne. I really like when Sarah gets a chance to act. Not a big fan of the movie, to be perfectly honest, but I really liked her performance, and I'm always glad to see her get a chance. Best Taboo Relations Movie. You know, soapbox time maybe here, guys. Honestly, this is hard for me to vote in because I don't think there is such a thing. I am so tired of Focest. It's run its course. Can we please move on to whatever's next so I can bitch about that next year? Because I'm so sick of Focest. Everybody's step has fucked everybody's step. And then the grittier companies, everybody's actual cousin and sister has fucked their actual brother and granddad. We've been there, done that. So I'm tired of it. Movies, though. Daddy Loves My Big Tits 2 from Smash. Devious Stepsisters from Bang Bros. Dirty Talking Stepdaughters from Lethal Hardcore. Dysfunctional Blood Is Thicker Than Water 2 from Kelly Madison. Family's Tied from Kink. So even Kink is getting involved in the Focest. A movie called Focest from Devil's Films. Forbidden Family Affairs 9, Team Skeet. As if there are any family affairs that are not forbidden. Fuck Me First, Daddy from Pure Taboo. It's a Family Thing 2 from Elegant Angel. Seduced by My Sibling from Family Hookups. Sex with My Younger Sister from Digital Playground. Sex with My Younger Sister 3 from Digital Playground. Or Digital Sin. What's next? Sex with My Middle Sister? Sibling Secrets 3, Porn Pros. I'm sorry, I'm just having too much fun with this. Sister Ashley from Mormon Girls. Slutty Stepdaughters 3 from Bad Daddy. Because doesn't every stepfather want a slutty stepdaughter? Are some of these good movies? Sure, absolutely. But this is one of those things where if you hate a genre, and I'm growing to hate this genre, it makes it hard to pick a best. And what do you guys mean by best? And what do you look for? Because honestly, Dysfunctional from Kelly Madison, didn't particularly enjoy the movie. It was tough to watch. Some of the scenes are just flat out gross. That sounds really judgmental, but I don't care. But it's beautifully done, and it was done that way on purpose. It's supposed to make you uncomfortable, and it does. So for me, that's fantastic. If you like what Kink does with their, you know, severe fetish, that adds the Focest to it, and again, makes it a great movie. It's very good, great quality. But if you don't like the BDSM, then maybe you're more likely to go over and look at Fuck Me First, Daddy, or something like that. The Elegant Angel stuff, it's a family thing. They always put a little bit of story there, so it fits in. I totally botched the Sex With My Younger Sister 3 from Digital Sin. I will go back and talk about it. It's a great-looking movie. They make fantastic-looking movies. They hire great talent. How much do you want to bang your little sister? I guess is really kind of the point. These are good movies. I just don't think anything stood. I don't think the best in our industry is in this genre. I really don't. But it's going to continue, and I'm not in favor of censorship. Okay, we talked about that in another podcast. If you want to go back and look, I did one with Kelly Shibari where we talk about kink shaming, where race play is banned in a lot of places, and how Focest gets on a lot of people's nerves. But how far do we go with that? You know, as far as kink shaming, look, everybody involved in the making of the movie is not related, and it's just fantasy, and I'm not going to knock anybody's fantasy. So, if we continue, we're going to get into the best threesomes. We can do that. We can do the best threesomes. Best three-way sex scene, girl, girl, boy. Or in other words, every guy's fantasy. After Dark, Adriana Chechik, Tori Black, and Johnny Sins. I've never been a huge Adriana Chechik fan as far as the level of other critics and fans. I certainly appreciate that she's beautiful and does everything. I'm just not as enamored. I am with Tori Black, and having said what I said about Adriana, the scene was fantastic. She's perfect, and Tori is absolutely blistering. It's a great scene. Anal Perfection 6, Digital Sin, Megan Rain, Adria Ray, and Marcus Dupree. Good. Anal Threesomes 4 from Tushy, Vicky Chase, Mia Malkova, and Marcus Dupree. It is really hard to find two sexier women in a scene together than Vicky Chase and Mia Malkova. Very different body types, beautiful faces, great sexual energy. That is one of my favorite scenes of the year, threesome or otherwise. Corruption of Kiss of Sins, Angela White, Kiss of Sins, Marcus Dupree. Great energy. It's got Angela White. That gives it a bonus. Kiss of Sins, also fantastic energy. Icons from Vixen, Ariana Marie, Alina Lopez, and Johnny Sins. Interracial Cum Swapping from Third Degree, Alexa Grace, Elena Koshka, and Isaiah Maxwell. Two very, very attractive young performers, Alexa and Elena. Interracial Threesomes from Dark Acts, Alina West, Jay Summers, and Jax Slayer. JoJo Kiss and Aria Faye Hot Three-Way Scam Fuck from Let's Do It. JoJo Kiss, Aria Faye, and Jesse Jones. Love Drunk from Read My Lips, Riley Reid, Abella Danger, Rob Piper. I mentioned in the last one how much I really like what Riley Reid's website is doing. This scene's another good example. It very easily could have been Abella Danger, Riley Reid, take a big black dick, okay, awesome. The action's fantastic, but the art direction, the makeup, the wardrobe, everything was perfect and just added more to it, which I was really impressed by. A mediating threesome. That is Gianna Dior, Adria Fox, and Tony Rubino. Naughty Black Housewives 4 from Elegant Angel. Honey Gold, Kira Noir, and Prince Joshua. That's a really good one. Neon Night Out from Reality Kings. Kendra Spade, Scarlett Desaad, and McBlue. Slut Puppies 12 from Jules Jordan. Carly Gray, Gina Valentina, and Dredd. That one was really hot. Dredd's a great performer. Carly Gray is absolutely stunning. Great body. Gina Valentina is one of the prettiest girls in porn. That was an awesome scene. Three-Way Fantasies 2 from Vixen. Abigail Mack, August Ames, and Christian Clay. Again, fantastic. And then Ultimate Fucktoy, Joel Cassidy. Joel Cassidy, Bella Rose, and Marcus Dupree. Loved that scene. I've obviously gone over all these, the ones that really stand out. For me, as much as I love the After Dark scene with Adriana and Tori, I really think the Vicky Chase, Mia Malkova scene from Anal Threesomes 4 from Tushy probably stands out as the best. Love Drunk is up there. So's Naughty Black Housewives 4. The Jill Cassidy 3-Way, also outstanding. And the Corruption Kiss of Sins. But I think if I'm going to go the best, Vicky Chase and Mia Malkova. How awesome a fantasy 3-Way is that? Those two incredible women. Just awesome. And that would be it. We will start the next category in the next podcast. So that is it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. My name is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Please check out the site. Drop me a line if you'd like, Roger@RogReviews.com. Give me feedback or a comment on the podcast if you're listening. Follow me on Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Tweet whatever you want covered in the next podcast. I do read all my tweets. I will read your emails and comments, whatever you've got to say about this one. That's about it. Thank you all, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll talk to you soon.